This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's a very special edition of Feature Story. When our man in the street, Mike Dale, heard that KTVU Channel 2 in Oakland was coming to Half Moon Bay for one of their zip trips, he thought it would be fun to visit the set and talk with our civic leaders as well as their lead anchor. Mike, I told you that Cameron Palmer really made all of this happen. Is that true?
Thanks, Jim. Yes, you were right. This past Friday was typically Half Moon Bay gray and drippy wet when I took my new digital recorder to City Hall, where KTVU was set up. I was really looking for Sal Castaneda because he loves to eat, but he was on location at local restaurants doing what he loves, eating. Ali Rasmus was at the Half Moon Bay Bakery, unbeknownst to me, preparing a feature on the bakery itself and the great history behind that. And wacky weatherman Brian Gallo was getting a surf lesson at the breakwater. So there I was. I spoke with city manager Matthew Chittister and Mayor Debbie Ruddick. Then Cameron walks up in his pumpkin festival shirt and sport coat, looking great so he could get his shot on TV. And he confirmed that he was writing KTVU constantly for 3 years, trying to get a zip trip on Half Moon Bay. And it finally worked out. And finally, KTVU anchor Gassia, I can't pronounce her last name, was an absolute sweetheart. So here we go, a special feature story of the week. Disregard the sensitive digital mic picking up ambient noise as KHMB captures another iconic moment in Half Moon Bay history.
The streets of Half Moon Bay on a Friday morning, but a very special Friday morning because it's a Zip Trip Friday in Half Moon Bay with KTVU Channel 2, Fox, the Fox affiliate. And I'm told by Jim Henderson, I'm sitting with Cameron Palmer, of course, the master businessman of Half Moon Bay, beautification committee, and he does it all. Now, Cameron, Jim told me that you are the mastermind behind getting KTVU here. Is that true?
Well, I think City Hall had a little bit to do with that, too. But I will confess, for the last 3 years, I have emailed them at least three times a year saying, hey, come to Half Moon Bay. I got so tired of seeing them do a zip trip to Sausalito or Morgan Hill or everywhere else but Half Moon Bay. And I'm like, hey, we have a lot to offer down here. Come to Half Moon Bay, and we'll roll out the red carpet for you.
You actually look very festoonish today. You've got your Halloween outfit on, and it's almost like Pumpkin Festival Redux 2026.
Pretty much.
Your hair is all slicked back. You're ready to go for the day.
This is what I wear every pumpkin weigh-off. You see me on stage weighing those gigantic pumpkins, which is coming up October 12th, by the way, folks, the weigh-off. But, yeah, this is my go-to outfit for October.
Here we are on a Friday morning in Half Moon Gray. I say that teasingly because I grew up in Half Moon Bay, and we always know about the fog and so forth. But it's a special day because KTVU Channel 2 is here for what they call a zip trip. I'm here with Matthew Chittister, city manager of Half Moon Bay, and Debbie Ruddick, the mayor. And Matthew, let's go with you first. Tell us about the excitement of the day, how this all came about, and what I'm calling a Chamber of Commerce day, even though we don't have sun in the air.
Yeah, and you know, Half Moon Bay, we've had a pretty beautiful summer, but the last couple of weeks have been a little bit gray. But I did an interview this morning with KTVU, and I said, look, Half Moon Bay is a great place to be when the weather's great and when it's not, because you can throw on a hoodie, walk the coastal trail, go to the Redwoods, visit our shops downtown. You know, we want people to know that we're more than just the beach, and I think that's a big part of today. We've known about this for about 6 weeks. We've been working really closely with KTVU, who decided to come here, but also, you know, leaders in the community, businesses. We really wanted a chance to showcase everything that makes Half Moon Bay special.
It's a public affairs event for KTVU as well as the city of Half Moon Bay. It's not like it was a pay-for-play situation when sometimes, you know, TV stations and radio stations do promotions and get money from a vendor, right?
Right, not at all. This is a cool thing they do during the summer. Every other Friday, they visit a different part of the Bay Area to showcase it for all of us here. And they chose us to do this one this week. And, you know, we've worked really hard to be accommodating and supportive. But no cost to us at all. It's a really great opportunity for our community.
We have so much natural beauty here on the coast side, Debbie, that they're really, you don't need to really sweep the streets or anything because Half Moon Bay is just gorgeous all by itself, right?
Well, and we have the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee. They help keep downtown, you know, spruced up and welcoming. Our business people are very welcoming. We have a great community here. People care. They care deeply. And I think that's going to come across in the zip trip. And we're happy to showcase that anytime. We welcome it.
I grew up in Half Moon Bay as a kid, and I tell this story a lot. Anytime we were in the media in Half Moon Bay, we all got so excited. Mm-hmm. Do you still get that same feeling of joy and fun when KTVU, a big TV station, been there forever in the Oakland area, decides to come down to Little Half Moon Bay, which is not so little anymore?
It's not so little, and it's not so sleepy. And there's so much to do. I mean, you have the beaches, you have the harbor, you have, you know, an airport, you have farmland, you have small businesses who really care and sell wonderful stuff, and you have, you know, lots of volunteers in town who, you know, just love to experience the community and share that with everyone. It's a great place. There's lots of people power here.
Now, you're about to go on a TV interview with Gassia of Channel 2. What are you going to tell her about Half Moon Bay?
I'm going to say, here's the formula that works for us. It's place, it's tradition, and it's people power. And it all merges together into this wonderful, dynamic kind of a mess. But it's not a mess. It's what invigorates all of us and makes us want to stay here, get up, get out on the trail, and welcome people. You know, it's all those things together. It's a rich, rich offering that we have. And we want people to know about it.
It's a special edition of Feature Story of the Week. Remote this week, I'm Mike Dale, and we're talking with Debbie Ruddick, the mayor of Half Moon Bay, as well as Matthew Chittister. Guys, go enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Now, is the TV station going to be here all day or just for their bit and then leave?
They'll be here all morning. I think they'll be here till midday. But they've actually been here for the last week. They've interviewed some of the other businesses. I think they're Sal Castaneda is going to be down at the harbor, and I think he's visiting Maverick's Crepery today. So it's really a coastside feature, but they're going to be filming the main segment right in the heart of downtown. So we're really, really excited to have them here.
Half Moon Bay is big on the map this week.
Thank you very much. We look forward to sharing this event with the world.
I'm with Gassia of KTVU Channel 2. It's a zip trip in Half Moon Bay. Now, one of our business benefactors in town, Gassia, said that they've been emailing your promo department for 3 years trying to get Channel 2, Fox affiliate, to Half Moon Bay. Great to have you here.
Yeah, we love being pitched on our zip trips. When we first started doing the series almost 10 years ago, people were like, what is that? But now people get it, and I get pitched at the grocery store, at the baseball field, you know, when I'm picking my kids up from school. And I love it when entire cities mobilize, and we'll hear from the city administrator and the local business owners and the high school. So Half Moon Bay is such a gem. And when I was driving on 35 to get down here, I was like, why don't I come here more often? It's so, so beautiful here.
Well, we call this Half Moon Bay Gray, Half Moon Gray,
yeah.
A little drippy earlier this morning, but a fine town nonetheless. What are you going to be telling the viewers about here this morning?
Now, our number one core mission of the Zip Trip is to get people to explore the Bay Area, because I grew up in Livermore, and I maybe went to Half Moon Bay twice my entire life being raised here. But now that I started at KTV as a reporter 21 years ago, I can't believe I got to come here to cover Mavericks and the pumpkin weigh-in. And I thought, wow, wait, this is just an hour from where I live. So I think a lot of folks know about Half Moon Bay, but when's the last time they came here? So we're talking about restaurants. We're talking about beautiful, like, nature that you can take advantage of. We're talking about the local businesses you can shop at, and just a way to spend a day or a weekend in Half Moon Bay to support the local people and businesses and come away with something new.
Wow, you read that press release perfectly.
No,
that
was it's what we you, truly
that
believe
was,
in.
Debbie wrote it for you,
no,
Debbie, the
no.
mayor of Half Moon Bay.
No.
That was amazing.
I'll tell you, you know, there's another mission with Zip Trips is that we also try to focus on cities that we don't get to as often as we'd like to in our news coverage. Because as you know, news is often dictated by what's happening that day, and so much of the news that we cover is kind of critical, often negative, right? And Half Moon Bay, lucky Half Moon Bay, it's kind of a quieter, sleepy town. So we're not out here to cover major breaking news a lot, right? And so for us to be able to come into a community that we know relies on KTVU and that we admire so much and to do positive things all morning long, it's really, it's a gift to us that we're giving to the viewers.
It's a joy to be with you, Gassia. And say your last name for us. I can't say it. You say it every morning on KTVU and you go so fast. I can't even pronounce it. Go.
I love it. I love it. So, Gassia Mikaelian. And can I tell you, I have people come up to me in the grocery store and they look at me and they say, Gassia Mikaelian. So it's amazing that people are getting it and they're nailing it. So I appreciate you asking and I appreciate anyone who tries.
Love your energy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it, Jim. Another indelible moment in time for Half Moon Bay. I grew up here as a kid and, you know, in the 60s and 70s, whenever we got media coverage in Half Moon Bay, all of us were very, very excited because we were such a tiny town back at that time. Oh, and by the way, KTVU's Frank Malicote did a man in the street interview asking how many sunny days we get in Half Moon Bay. One guy answered 10 days, while one lady answered 270. But Jim, you know what I always say? It's always sunny in Half Moon Bay. You just have to look between the clouds.
You know, Mike, I always knew you were a cloud watcher. You know that? Thank you, Mike Dale. Always keeping us on the pulse of how media covers our iconic town. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.
And now it's once again time to say hello to Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, as we journey back to the year 1993. Another exclusive feature of your community station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1993.
Through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine, we are now in the year 1993. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Half Moon Bay man murdered. Police have launched a manhunt for Ronald Middleton, wanted for questioning in the suspected murder of longtime city resident Henry Olson. His body was found by search dogs buried under 8 feet of dirt and debris on his property, leased by Middleton on Higgins Parisma Canyon Road. School District is focused on civil rights probe. The La Honda Pescadero Unified School District is being investigated for civil rights abuses. The investigation is in response to 2 complaints that school district is not providing students whose first language is not English with proper services for academic success. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Many of our regulars know that I'm a new grandpa to, and of course, beautiful little girl, Kinsley Palmer. Pictures on my phone may be requested when you visit, and any new grandparent would provide that as well. Many of you also know that one of my babies for decades has been the restoration and sharing of the Johnson House, our historic White House on the Hill, right across from my pub. Well, let me tell you, my little granddaughter's birth tied in with the Johnson House. A couple of docents, whom my mom was one of them, were conducting a private tour that can be arranged whenever you want. Just let me know. My mom had just donned her historic dress and received a text from my son, Kennedy. It's happening. Baby's coming. The pushing has begun. She shared the news with the group that left the parlor where the tour begins, and she held up her phone with the first pictures of the new baby. The group burst into applause. Maybe this new addition to our family will one day be a docent carrying on the love of the Johnson House for all to enjoy. It's a wonderful museum and tribute to the 1853 house on the hill. Keep calm and docent on, and welcome to my new granddaughter, Kinsley. 1993, an Islamic fundamentalist bombed the World Trade Center, and several bombs explode in Bombay, killing about 300 people. A severe blizzard strikes the eastern United States, bringing record snowfall and other severe weather all the way from Cuba to Quebec. Earthquakes are rocking the planet. A 7.8 off of the Japan coast launches a tsunami, killing 202 people, while an earthquake in India kills nearly 10,000 people. And an earthquake hits Indonesia, leaving 2,200 dead. In technology, the Pentium microprocessor is introduced by Intel. Windows 3.1 is released by Microsoft. And the Space Shuttle Endeavour mission successfully repairs an optical flue in the Hubble Space Telescope. Inflation is just under 3%, and the cost of a new home is $113,000. On an average income of $31,000, the average cost of a new car is $12,700, and gas you pump is $1.16 a gallon. A loaf of bread is $1.57, and a movie ticket is $4. Popular films include Sleepless in Seattle, The Pelican Brief, and Schindler's List. In popular music, she was born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee, and would become a popular R&B singer-performer with her top 10 hit. Here's Tina Turner and I Don't Want to Fight. He had earned so many gold and platinum records, there's no more room for them on his walls. Here's yet another example from the movie Free Willy. Here's Michael Jackson, his gold record hit, Will You Be There? Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer, and thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, local business owners don't overlook retirement plans. If you're a local business owner, you're juggling many priorities, growing revenue, managing expenses, supporting your team, and planning for your own future. What if one tool could help with all these goals? A workplace retirement plan might be that solution and can, directly or indirectly, offer benefits that extend beyond simple savings. Double the tax advantages. Starting a retirement plan can deliver immediate tax advantages. For the business, employer contributions are tax deductible. And as a participant in your company plan, your pre-tax salary deferrals are excluded from your income taxes. Your investments within the plan are tax deferred until distributed, and many plans now offer Roth options that allow tax-free withdrawals in retirement. Local businesses may also qualify for federal tax credits that can help offset startup costs, employee education expenses, and plan administration fees. Additional credits may be available for auto enrollment features and employer contributions made during the plan's first 5 years. A competitive edge in hiring. In today's labor market, offering a retirement plan can differentiate your business from competitors and help improve employee retention. Many plans also provide access to financial education tools and resources, helping your employees make informed decisions about saving, investing, and planning for retirement. This support can lead to greater employee satisfaction and productivity, contributing to a positive work environment for your business. More flexible than state-sponsored options. If you live in a state requiring an employee retirement program, you might be considering a state-sponsored plan. While these programs can provide a starting point, they typically offer fewer investment options, lower contribution limits, and limited design flexibility. Establishing your own workplace retirement plan lets you customize features for your business needs to control administrative costs, set contribution limits, and offer employees a wide range of investment options. This added control in plan design can lead to better outcomes for your business and your employees. Reduce a hidden risk in your own retirement planning. Business owners often have as much as 80% of their net worth tied up in their businesses, according to the Exit Planning Institute. While that demonstrates commitment to success, it also creates significant financial risk to the owner. Relying solely on a future business sale to fund your retirement can be precarious. Market shifts, timing challenges, or limited buyer interest could derail those plans. By building personal assets through your employer-sponsored retirement plan, you can gain financial flexibility and reduce the risk of having your retirement lifestyle depend entirely on one event. Getting started. With various retirement plan options available, determining which one fits your business best can feel overwhelming. A qualified financial advisor can help you navigate these decisions, explaining the trade-offs between different plan types and identifying which option best suits your unique situation. They can also help you understand eligibility requirements and ensure the plan you choose aligns with your business goals and personal financial objectives. Starting a workplace retirement plan represents an investment in your future, your employees, and the long-term success of your business. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones, financial advisor here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
I'm Salty Sea Air.
And I'm Misty Fog.
Together, we partner to reduce the lifespan of your gas fireplace.
Aye, rust is our specialty.
Oh, dear. Alex from AK Gas Fireplace Repair is here.
Blimey, shiver me timbers.
That's right. To fight those corrosive elements, Alex from AK Gas Fireplace Repair is here for repair and maintenance.
AK covers Los Altos to San Francisco and offers a senior discount for 65 and older. Reach out today to Alex at 650-392-0103. That number again, 650-392-0103. Or email ak.services@hotmail.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health is Dr. David Antion. His comments following this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
How many years in a certain country can you live to be healthy? In Japan, in 2010, you could live to be healthy for 73 years. In 2015, you could live to be healthy for 73.6 years. And in 2019, you could live to be healthy for 74.1 years. You're increasing every year. In Switzerland, by 2019, you could live to be healthy 72 and a half years. These are the top countries. In Greece, you could live to be healthy for 70.9 years. In Chile, you could live to be healthy for 70.1 years. In Poland, for 68.7 years. Where do you think the United States is? We are the bottom. In the United States, in 2010, you could live to be healthy for 66.7 years. Now, these are healthy lifespan. You could live to be healthy until you start having diseases around 66.7 years. 2015, you could live to be healthy for 66.6 years. You went down one-tenth of a year. In 2019, you could live to be healthy for 66.1 years. In the United States, we have gone down every year. Our healthy lifespan is shrinking, whereas Japan, Italy, Malta, Ireland, Denmark, they're all increasing their healthy lifespan. Not the United States. Even Latvia went from 64.3 to 66.3. We are the only country who has gone down in our healthy lifespan. This is just terribly unacceptable, and I hope our new Health and Human Services head thing will do something about it. I really hope he will do something about it, because it's just a disgrace for us to be so down at the bottom. And we spend more money on health care by far close to 1.5 times what they spend in Japan, close to 2 or 3 times what they spend in some other countries. They know they're too poor. But if they still have a healthier lifespan than we do, in other words, you will live to be healthy up until that age before you start having. That's on the average. Now, some, it's always average, and they're more above that and more below that, of course. But in our country, before you get diseases now, the average person will live to be healthy only 66.1 years. And after that, here come your health problems, serious health problems in many cases. And this is just totally ridiculous that we're in this situation. I don't eat junk food. Most people do eat junk food. They go to the junk food places. They eat fast food. They eat ultra-processed food. But I hope that you will take care of your health. You're the only one that can do the best job and take care of your health. And I hope you will.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week our musical caravan pulls right up to the iconic scenery at Pillar Point Harbor for a major coastal milestone. First, a reminder that support for our broadcast comes from our good friends at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn on Highway 1. Stop by for a cold pint, the world-famous fish and chips. How about shakes for the kids, burgers and fries and pizzas, and even some bangers and mash? It's all on Highway 1. Check out their menu and amazing history of that iconic location at camerons.pub.net. Mark your calendars for Saturday, September 5th, a short time ahead now, because from noon to 8, we are celebrating 3 years in business for Ocean Cider's Cider Bar. If you've walked down by 2 Pillar Point Harbor Boulevard, you know that Ocean Cider's has become the living room, an outdoor living room at that, for our coastal harbor scene. Every weekend, straight through December 13, you can find the Cider Trailer pouring craft ciders on tap, proudly featuring Two Towns Cider House, cold drinks, beautiful harbor views, and live music in the afternoons. Plus, for this huge 3-year anniversary party, Alibrijes Oaxacan Kitchen will be on site, serving up delicious food all day. The outdoor vibes at the OC are unmatched, and for this Saturday showcase, they have put together an incredible lineup featuring Highway to Pluto, Alan and Janine, Mondo Stereo, and more. Behind this incredible community hub is owner-operator Meredith Cassian. Many of you know Meredith's long artistic legacy in the Bay Area. She was the founder, actor, director, and producer behind Dragon Productions Theater Company for nearly 2 decades, producing plays across the Bay before building theaters in Palo Alto and Redwood City. When she moved to the coast, she tried to retire. Well, that didn't work out so well. She dove into volunteering with local nonprofits like Surfrider Foundation, Pacific Beach Coalition, Coastside Hope, and Second Harvest. But Meredith missed having a true space where the community could gather and artists could play. So she created Ocean Ciders. It took almost 3 years of pure tenacity, relentless pivoting, and jumping through hoops across 9 different agencies in San Mateo County, but she did it. Last year, I sat down with Meredith to talk about that wild journey. Let's take a listen to a piece of that conversation, followed by music from the artists you will hear on Saturday, September 5th, and who make Ocean Ciders feel like home. Meredith, welcome back.
Thank you.
Coastside Carousel.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We last spoke October of 2024.
Wow.
And you told us that long story, not too long, the story of the 2-year birth.
Indeed.
Of Ocean Ciders.
Yes.
And here we are, and now it's your 2-year anniversary.
I can't believe how time flies. It's amazing.
let's go back to the beginning of you always being in theater, working in nonprofits, and then you decide to retire.
Yeah.
And you say, no, this is highly overrated.
It is. I failed at retirement. I did. But I really just wanted a place for the community to gather. I wanted a place for live music to happen right there on the coast. And fire and cider and the ocean. It's everything I want it to be.
Tell me how you do it. Do you have like an early warning system? Are you part meteorologist as well as music impresario?
That's funny. No, I do watch the weather like a fisherman. And every morning I take a look and say, okay, if it's going to be raining or if it already is or going to be later on in the afternoon or if the wind chill is such that my fire pits won't even stay lit, then I might call it for that day. And I will always post on Facebook and Instagram if I'm going to call it on a regular business day.
But what about when the weather is kind of like 50-50, you're not really sure? I know it's been windy recently.
It has.
You posted a really cool meme of a guy on a flagpole perpendicular to the flagpole in the wind.
That's how I felt when I was there that day. Yeah, I will still do my very best to try to be open. You know, we've got lap blankets. We know how to dress in layers here on the coast.
Tell us about the concept of Ocean Ciders, how you first designed it and defined it in your mind and what it would be like and how it's become.
Well, it definitely, as you said, there were 2.5 years and 10 different entities that I had to jump through hoops for. And so there were a lot of pivots. I mean, originally I was looking at a brick and mortar space and I was really hoping for a place that was outside with cozy furniture and fire. So yeah, after all of these pivots and working with the Harbor District and finding this plot of land that I could be completely off the grid. I can park my trailer that is the bar and have the furniture and have solar power completely off the grid.
Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, and there was Meredith Cassian sharing the story behind Ocean Ciders right here on Coastside Carousel. You really hear that fiery theatrical producer spirit in her. She saw that need for a community stage, fought through 2.5 years of bureaucratic red tape, and built a sanctuary for our local musical community right here on the water. I'm Mike Dale. Time now for a taste of what you'll hear at Ocean Ciders on Saturday, September 5th. Music from Mondo Stereo, Alan and Janine, and Jane Woodman as Highway to Pluto, right now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. We'll be right back.
North and south to Key Largo, love for sale. smooth operator, smooth operator.
It's the Coastside Carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that Half Moon Bay sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artist for the community. The Coastside Carousel is where we want to be.
Well, she's a scrappy little one and she runs the show across the way. Mine's in 27 on the hillside day after day. When the sun goes down, she's gonna find a poker game to play. Well, there's a vacant lot behind the old timey barbecue spot. You can come on down, but it's not for the faint of heart. If she posts up there, there's no way you're going home with the pot. Her name is Barncat, just that, and she don't know how to lose. She don't know how to lose. She is ever beaten, it'll make the front page news. Then it come to try, but they leave with the barn cat blues. Now I know you're wondering, how did barn cat get her name? Some fool back out took the tractor and drove off with her newfound fame. 27 old steams followed right behind in the line. For some reason they believed that it was all gonna be just fine. Bells jangling, they skied out on just that, and she don't know how to lose. She is ever beaten, it'll make the front page news. Many come to try, but they leave with the barn cat blues. Many come to try, but they leave with the barn cat blues. Blue.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, with a special carousel celebrating the three-year anniversary of Oceansiders at Pillar Point Harbor. We just heard from Highway to Pluto, Alan and Janine, and Mondo Stereo. Great stuff. By the way, the event is free. All you got to do is show up, but buy a few ciders while you're there with the family. Make sure you head down to Pillar Point Harbor on Saturday, September 5th from noon to 8. for the Ocean Cider's third anniversary celebration. Enjoy craft ciders on tap, mouthwatering food from Alebrijes Oaxacan Kitchen, and 8 hours of live music from the likes of Highway to Pluto, Alan and Janine, and Mondo Stereo. Check out all the details at the Ocean Cider's Facebook page. My immense thank you to Meredith Cassian for her vision, her tenacity, and her dedication to giving Coastside artists a place to shine. And they do. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, many claim that the government is slowly eroding individual rights. It is true that rights which our founders considered unalienable, including what the Declaration of Independence called the right to life, have now become alienable and are bestowed or removed at the pleasure of government. What caused our once unalienable liberties to become so alienable? Thomas Jefferson accurately identified the root of this problem when he declared, "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath?" According to Thomas Jefferson, our rights will remain unalienable only so long as we understand that God and God alone is the author of our rights.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.